Hey, this morning we want to talk about a really fun topic because we love State Fair and we love good food. And we got both of these things covered for you here today. I want to talk a little bit this morning with Kylie Peterson, who's Director of Marketing and Communications for the Iowa Beef Industry Council. As the Hot Beef Sunday, a staple at the State Fair, turns 20 years old this year. Kylie, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me to talk about delicious fair food.
Yes, exactly. It's all delicious, but when you combine so many quality things together to make just the perfect snack, the perfect meal, the perfect whatever you want it to be, it's just hard to ignore. And the Hot Beef Sunday really has become a staple of the State Fair.
Yeah, it sure has. It's funny, the story of the Hot Beef Sunday, because it's turning 20, and so it was introduced to the State Fair in 2006. It is, if you Google Hot Beef Sunday, you're going to see Iowa State Fair, Cattlemen's Beef Quarters on Google, but you're going to see that it's become very popular worldwide. It's a common item that's served at graduation parties or fun gatherings, so we've had to adapt the recipe to serve mass quantities, kind of like what we do at the Cattlemen's Beef Quarters. So it's funny how it has evolved, but it was started in 2006 at the Iowa State Fair. It wasn't a part of the new fair food contest. They didn't think they were going to serve very many back in 2006. They estimated they'd serve 4,000 and ended up serving more than 22,000. So it is a fair food staple for sure.
Well, it just mixes everything on the plate together. It's going to mix in your stomach anyway, so why not just put it all together and make it one good thing, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. It's funny because we think that everybody knows about the Hot Beef Sunday, and we still get people coming to our restaurant, even Iowans that are like, is this ice cream? And we're like, no. It is not ice cream. You know, it is that warm bed of mashed potatoes. It has a delicious beef gravy on top with some shredded beef and then some shredded cheese topped with the cherry tomato. So it's not ice cream. It's better. It's beef. And it just is a delicious comfort meal for sure.
Yeah. You know, when people at home try to replicate this, you mentioned folks, they try to put this together on their own. I guess that's the ultimate compliment.
Yes, absolutely. Is we want people, that's what we're all about. That's what the Cattlemen's Beef Quarters was created, to promote the cattle producers in Iowa and our product, so beef. And so really we are trying to highlight our product and highlight the people that grow it and raise it. So taking this fair item that was created just to have fun at the fair and showcase beef and put it on our website for people to want to take this and make it for meals that are celebratory, like a graduation party, maybe a family gathering, or even just a weeknight staple, is what it's all about for sure.
Absolutely. So are you doing anything special this year at the State Fair for the 20th anniversary?
Yeah, we are. We're actually selling t-shirts. So if you go to the cattlemensbeefquarters.com, you can order a t-shirt. What comes with the t-shirt, though, is what's kind of fun. So it comes with a complimentary free Hot Beef Sunday coupon. So if you're coming to the fair, you should buy a t-shirt. You can redeem the coupon by wearing the shirt and presenting the coupon to the Cattlemen's Beef Quarters cashiers when you're ordering it. So it is a fun t-shirt that has the Hot Beef Sunday on it and a little flag that says 20 years. So it's, you know, a collector's item, some might say. So if you would want to buy a t-shirt before the fair so that you have that free coupon to use at the Cattlemen's Beef Quarters, you can do that by visiting cattlemensbeefquarters.com.
Isn't it crazy how things can be just an idea one day and then take on just a life of their own the next?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's really crazy. This Hot Beef Sunday is something actually I served at my graduation party, but it serves 19,000 to 24,000 every single year. It's one of our top performing meals at the Cattlemen's Beef Quarters. It is just something that has won the Choose Iowa Best New Fair Food. It's won the State Fair Queen's Top Food Choice several years. So every year we think we've reached where everyone knows about the Hot Beef Sunday and that maybe people are going to get tired of it. And we get time and time again people commenting that they cannot wait for a Hot Beef Sunday when they hit the fairgrounds. Right now we're posting on the Cattlemen's Beef Quarter social media pages and we're having fun stories that are being shared by some of the individuals that prepared the Hot Beef Sunday the first year because our restaurant is all run by cattlemen volunteers. So it is, it's more than just food. It's memories, and it's just a delicious celebration.
You know, since it does have the look of a hot fudge sundae, one would assume that it's probably more popular with kids, but is it more popular to the older or the younger?
I think it's a mixed bag, honestly. It is a fun meal for your kids. We also have the Junior Cattleman's Meal, which is really popular. It is a meal that comes with a burger and fries and a drink. So it's kind of a toss-up with that on, you know, who likes it more. We see a lot of adults buying this. And even on the hottest days of the fair, they're still getting a hot beef sundae. So.
Right, right. Well, and if the hot beef sundae is, maybe you've had one already and you want to try something else, I see you've got some new items at the Cattleman's Beef Quarters this year to enjoy.
Yeah, we do. We are showcasing two new items. One is for lunch and dinner. So if you're not familiar, we're only open during the Iowa State Fair. So this year, that's the 13th through the 23rd. And we're also open from 10 to 2 on the 11th and the 12th leading up to the fair. But we're open from 6:30 to 9. And from 6:30 to 10, we sell a breakfast or breakfast items. And this year, we are adding a new item to the breakfast menu. It's called the Cattleman's Breakfast Bowl. So it combines scrambled eggs, tater tot rounds, chopped brisket and beef sausage, gravy, and then it's topped with shredded cheese. We also have some delicious staples on our menu that we're kind of doing a little twist to. They are the, oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank here. Oh, the country fried steak with biscuits and gravy. That gravy is now going to have beef sausage in it. We have a traditional beef biscuits and gravy. We have all you can eat pancake breakfast. And then a few that are fan favorites is our breakfast burrito. And then a new item that we served several years ago was the salt beef bagel that's become super popular. But then for our lunch and dinner menu from 10 to 9 p.m., we have added a pastrami burger. So it's our traditional beef patty, but it's topped with sliced pastrami, sliced American cheese, a Cattleman's Gold sauce, and then it's served on a bun. And then another little fun thing that we're doing this year is that we are now cooking with beef tallow. So we're really trying to showcase beef in many different ways at the Cattleman's Beef Quarters. That's what it is all about. And we're just trying to make those items showcase beef as much as we can.
Well, you're really kicking up the taste quotient, aren't you?
Yes, we sure are.
Well, now folks want to visit the Cattleman's Beef Quarters at the Iowa State Fair. Where can they find that?
Yeah, so we are located west of the cattle barn, directly north of the horse barn, and we're east of the Walnut Center. So you can find us on the Iowa State Fair map, but what I say is look for the big slide. We're just south of the big slide, and we have a big steer on the top of our building, and you can smell our restaurant from miles away. So that's how you can find the Cattleman's Beef Quarters.
Yeah, open all throughout the fair, and opportunity for folks to come in and meet some of the, you've got some different folks that come in to cook. You've got opportunities for folks to eat there or take on the go. That's a nice thing about the hot beef sundae. It is portable.
It is portable, and, you know, just I guess a couple things that I might note about the Cattleman's Beef Quarters. We do have an express lane, and it is not always the fastest way to get food at the Cattleman's Beef Quarters. It often has a line. I just wanted to make a note that if you see that the express line is long, we have two other entries to our restaurant, so maybe check those out. You don't have to eat in our restaurant just because you come into the dining area to order your food. You can take that out. But if you want to come and dine, we have lots of open seating with fans in there. We have some TVs with some promotional items on it. And then I guess I also just might note, if you are not familiar, we have coupons that we offer, daily coupons. You can visit the Cattleman's Beef Quarters on Facebook. We have a coupon for every single day of lunch, and then some days we have breakfast coupons. So how you do that is you either save that, screenshot that onto your phone, or you can download them and print them out from your computer, and you bring that with you, and when you are purchasing the item that is the special for the day, you'll just present that to the cashier, and they'll get you that discount.
Wow, lots of opportunity there. And one thing that's always very much valued at the State Fair, you have lots of shade.
Yes, we do have lots of shade, and you know, we get people through quickly. So we also think that that's a cool thing about our restaurant is you don't have to stand in line for very long.
You betcha. Well, if you're going to go to the fair, you want to enjoy some good food, but you also want to enjoy so many other things going on. So whether you stay or you go, I want you to swing on by, try out the new pastrami burger, maybe the cattleman's breakfast bowl, or if you just can't get enough of the hot beef sundae, it has been 20 years now, you can enjoy the t-shirt, a hot beef sundae, and show off your love for the Iowa produced products, because that's what we're showcasing here. Very good. Well, Kylie Peterson's Director of Marketing and Communications with the Iowa Beef Industry Council. We're just days away from the Iowa State Fair. Kylie, good luck. Hope you guys have a blast.
Thank you.